All right, we'll say good morning, good morning. We'll spend a few moments in our session together on Reb Tzadok. We started yesterday in Os Kuf Pei Hei, 185, and we are up to, on page Yud Zayin, the right-hand side in the Be'uri HaChassidus, second paragraph in. So remember again, Reb Tzadok yesterday described something really beautiful. He described that there are three different madrigas, three different levels in Torah. There's what he called Rav, Chaver, and Talmud. The first part in, or the first relationship in the first stage in Talmud Torah is establishing a Rebbe. Person finds for themselves a Rebbe, person that someone they're going to learn from, someone who they're going to receive life instruction from. Then a person acquires a friend. We noted the difference in the acquisition between making for oneself a Rebbe, aseh lecha rav, kineh lecha chaver, acquiring a friend. Friendships require Rebbe, so to speak, to a certain degree, requires like a giving over. And ultimately, again, a friend requires an acquisition and investment. And the last one, of course, is students. Students, and again, Reb Tzadok then quoted the idea that as much as one receives from one's Rebbe, one receives even more from his friends, but receives the most, ultimately, again, from his students. Reb Tzadok then pointed out something very interesting, which was that the first two of these three relationships you control, the last one you do not. So in other words, I control if I have a Rebbe. If I give myself over to that Rebbe, I control if I'm willing to make investment, ultimately, again, in friendships. What I don't control, ultimately, again, what I don't control is whether or not I have students. Now that's where we're picking up. So on the right hand side on page Yud Zayin, that second paragraph, the middle of that paragraph, the Rebbe says as follows. He says, "Masha'inkein she'adim yamsi la'atzmo talmid zed davar she'in beyachalas olifal." So again, remember, in terms of establishing or acquiring for oneself a student. So listen, that's something that may or may not be in your control. The Alkein, lo amar hatana aselocha talmid. So if you notice again, the Tana doesn't, it says aselocha rav, because that's in my control. I could take someone as my Rebbe and give myself over to that person. You can't make someone into your disciple. You can't make someone into your student. Ayin Shem B'Tosos Yomtiv, it's really beautiful. Kishim B'Shem Medrash Shmuel Shalachin Lo Hisra Tano Sheyikach Talmidim. Same idea, right? You can't take students. Rak Hasyum Shalam Mishnah Sha'amra. So we'll say, here's what's interesting, right? In other words, if you notice, the Rebbe is basing this a lot on the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, right? This idea of first step is a Rav, second step is a Chaver, is a friend. That echoes the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Aseh lecha Rav, make for yourself a Rebbe, kneh lecha Chaver, ultimately again, and acquire for yourself a friend. Now, in Reb Tzadok's model, there's a third step. What's the third step? Have students. But there's no parallel in the Mishnah. Which is interesting. There's no make for yourself a student, acquire for yourself a student in the Mishnah. So where does the student come into the Mishnah? The Rebbe says this is magnificently beautiful. So the Rebbe says Raksim Shal Mishnah. Now what is the end of that Mishnah? Right, the Mishnah that says Aseh Lecha Rav, Kineh Lecha Chaver, make for yourself a Rebbe, acquire for yourself a friend. What's the end of the Mishnah? Get ready for this. The end of the Mishnah: Vehavedan Eskala Adam Lekafsechus. Judge every person favorably, or give every person the benefit of the doubt. Watch this. So I said, this is absolutely magnificent. Rakasim shel Mishnah, Shara Vavidan, is called the Makafskos, Dizehu Han Haga Haruya Bimiyuchad Klape Hatamidin. This is the Mishnah telling us is the right approach and the way to establish students. How do you acquire students in life? By giving people the benefit of the doubt. So we'll say, this is absolutely magnificent. It's a little bit circular. In other words, think about this for just a moment. How does one acquire students? The answer is, you don't, right? How does the student-Rebbe relationship work? The student comes to the Rebbe, right? In other words, if a person is going around saying, want to be my Talmud, generally, it's not going to work. But listen to what Tzadok is saying. If the Rebbe is a person who sees the good in the other, right? If the Rebbe is the person who gives a person the benefit of the doubt, if a Rebbe is the person who literally, again, is dan legaf zechus, then what happens? the student wants to attach himself to a person like that. See, I was saying, what do all of us want in life? All of us want in life, especially out of a Rebbe or a mentor, is just someone who sees the good in me, right? It's easy for people in the world to see what's broken in me, what's wrong with me, my shortcomings, my faults. That's easy. That's easy. Most of us are intuitive and astute enough to pick up the deficiencies in the other pretty quickly. So what distinguishes my Rebbe from the rest of the world? My Rebbe sees the good in me. Rebbe sees the good in me. It's not that he doesn't see the other stuff. He sees the other stuff also. But that's not what he sees immediately when he looks at me. So this is so incredible. So therefore, again, the last part of the Mishnah of Havedanas Kala Adam Lakav Sechus, give people the benefit of the doubt. That's the way you create Talmidim. If you're the kind of person that sees the good in the other, sees the beauty in the other, gives people the benefit of the doubt. When people are at their worst, you know what I'm saying? We all have those moments when we're at our worst, and what we all need is someone in life when we're at that worst realizes that's not the real me. That's not the real me. It's a moment of weakness. It's a moment of difficulty, but this is not the real me. If you're a person like that, you'll have Talmidim. Because if you're a person like that, people will gravitate towards you because that's what everyone needs in life. Remember, most of the world is not going to give me the benefit of the doubt. Most of the world is only going to see the stuff that's broken inside of me and outside of me. My Rebbe is going to be the person who sees the good even when everyone else only sees the broken kite. That's the last part of the Mishnah, says Reb Tzadik. That's what it means. Have you done it? So again, listen to it's just a fascinating insight into the Mishnah. Asel Charav, that's relationship number one in Torah. You have to have a Rebbe. Why do I have to have a Rebbe? Because we'll say, remember again, what does it mean to have a Rebbe? And this is, by the way, where the Hasidim have something that we have, there's something for us to learn as well. What does it mean to have a Rebbe? To have a Rebbe just means like, I give myself over to that person. You know, a big part of Yiddishkeit in Hasidus, this is called Hispatlos. Hispatlos literally means, it translates in English often as like self-negation, but that sounds negative, right? Really, I'm sorry? Subservience. It's really like a giving yourself over. It's giving yourself over. Person wants to have a Rebbe, it's almost like you'll see, you know where you see this now a little bit, although it's ebbing away also. You see this with doctors, right? So people, when they go to the doctor, right, and the doctor says, oh, you have this. So what do people say? This is before WebMD, right? Before WebMD, right? So what do people say? Tell me what to do. And like, if the doctor would say, you like open up Maseches, you know, Gittin with all the remedies, he says, you need to slit open a chicken, put it on your head. You know, they'd be like, okay, where do I get a chicken? You know, tell me where do I go? It's interesting, right? Like, why? Why? Because like in the world of medicine, I realize I have absolutely no idea what I'm talking about. This person is trained and knows what they're talking about. So like, it would be stupid for me to weigh in. We might say, well, you know, maybe, do you really think that's the right medication? You know, I heard, you know, my cousin once told me, you know. No one's going to start like that because I recognize I don't know this. So to a certain degree, for a Rebbe Talmud relationship to work, person has to give themselves over to the Rebbe also. Not in the same way, because I know what I'm talking about in Torah, I know what I'm talking about in Yiddishkeit, but there's that certain, like, hispatlos. Then, chaver, you want a friend? Invest. Invest. What's your investment? And then you want talmidim, because you're supposed to say, now, by the way, you think about it, we have to stop. But you think about this just a moment, like, what does it mean you want talmidim? It sounds like a little bit arrogant. What, I need talmidim? No. What it means to have a talmid is, it's not enough in the world of spirituality to acquire it. You gotta share it. And if you're not sharing it, then you're stunted in your own spiritual growth. That's what it means to have a Talmud. Having a Talmud doesn't necessarily mean that you're surrounding yourself, you know, with throngs of people who are hanging on your every word of Torah. That's Halavai, we shall be zochet to that. That's not, but what Talmud means, I have stuff, I have good things, and I share it. How do you do that? You do that if you're the kind of person who other people want to learn from. And how do you become the kind of person who other people want to learn from? Havedanas kala adam lakav sechus. Give people the benefit of the doubt. Be a good person who sees the good in other people, and then other people will want to hear what you have to say. Because people want to be around good, loving, and kind people. So if you're done lakav sechus, then in Mirtz Hashem, you'll be zocha to share the beautiful spirituality you've amassed with others. Right?